Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's Discover the Finger Lakes at SaverLife.com. And forgot to mention this in the last hour on the food show. Sans Dumplings, which is based at Commodore Wines on Seneca Lake, west side of Seneca Lake, just south of Fox Run and right across the street from Anthony Road Wine Company. They are they've expanded. If you haven't been there, haven't heard of Kemeter Wines, that's Johannes Reinhardt, the former winemaker from Anthony Road Wine Company, and also the subject of chapter one of Evan Dawson's book, Summer in a Glass, the story of how Johannes came to the Finger Lakes, which is a riveting story, and his work at Anthony Road. And they, his wife does the dumplings, and they look spectacular. It's takeout only, of course, right now with the pandemic. I would order in advance. I'm not sure how the ordering goes, but I think ordering in advance is probably a good idea. And there's a menu online, sansdumplings.com, S-A-N-S, dumplings.com. But she posted just yesterday, and I couldn't get down there for this. I can't wait. Hope she does this again. She had a special for the week called Laksa, L-A-K-S-A. And she says there's so many versions of this dish in Southeast Asia. This one has rice vermicelli and mung bean sprouts with turmeric curry, lemongrass, coconut soup, flavored with diced potatoes, sweet potatoes, and tofu, topped with parsley and fried shallot. And it says, please note, the soup contains shrimp. And that just sounded, and the photos looked spectacular, but I love that description. And turmeric curry, lemongrass, coconut soup with potatoes and sweet potatoes and tofu just sounds spectacular. So I've got to send her a note and hope that she'll do that again in the near future. Some fantastic food. And you can follow her on Instagram. You can see what these dumplings look like. And I haven't been down there for them. I've got to go, you know, in the next week maybe to do this. They look really awesome. And again, some different specials each week. So I might have to get there frequently. It's just an hour away from Rochester, hour away from me down the west side of Seneca Lake. And might want to pick up some wine while you're down that way. Billsboro Winery has some fantastic wines, and check their hours. They were closed for a few weeks this winter at some point, and I did not check that, but I'll look it up. And Redtail Ridge is also right there between Fox Run and Anthony Road and Kemeter Wines. So some fantastic wines down that way. Again, an hour from Rochester, pretty easy to get to. And really some of the key wineries and winemakers in the Finger Lakes. You know, actually, I think if you took just those four winemakers, Vinny Alapurdy from Billsboro, who also makes the wine for Atwater, and Peter Bell, who's a longtime winemaker at Fox Run, and Peter Beecraft at Anthony Road, and Johannes Reinhardt at Kemeter Wines, all clustered within about a mile or two of each other. These are four of the best winemakers in the Finger Lakes, and they are hard to go wrong with any of the wines that they make, and quite a wide variety of wines. So again, those are just an hour and just south of Geneva on 14. If you have some favorite wineries, email me, michael@saverlife.com. One other note on Billsborough, that they do quite a number of vertical tastings, more than most wineries, way more than most wineries do. So that's a chance to taste older vintages. Those have been more difficult because there are fewer tastings going on and limitations of the pandemic. But once this ends, they'll, I'm sure, be back to doing even more vertical tastings at Billsborough. Also, found a note on Facebook through Finger Lakes Region on Facebook that there's a video that aired this morning at 9 a.m., but it's on several TV stations in Ithaca and Cortland, but it's available online. It's called walkinthepark.tv. That's where you can find it, walkinthepark.tv. And they have a bunch of other videos there. This is Robert H. Treeman State Park in Ithaca, and they're about 200 photographs from before it was a park, 1800s, some from the early 20th century, and some from today. This is a chance to, during a cold winter weekend, maybe check out a park you've visited and see some of the old photos of it, or maybe discover a park that you want to go visit in the near future. There's also a brief trip to Watkins Glen State Park to look at Minnehaha Falls, one of its most unusual waterfalls, and then a look at the enormous cladding of ice on Ithaca Falls in 2015. We had some extra cold weather. That was a cold winter, and those falls are especially pretty during those coldest years. So once you go to walkinthepark.tv, you can link to some of these other episodes that they've done, really it's a there's a boat tour on Cayuga Lake. There's one about Buttermilk Falls State Park, Stewart Park, and the Fortes Bird Sanctuary. So check these out. Many of these are on Vimeo. Do you link to them through this walkinthepark.tv. So do some research on places you'd like to visit. Oh, maybe a lot of these waterfalls and gorges, those need to wait for personal visits until the ice is gone, and they limit access during the winter because they're very dangerous to walk near these with the mist of the falls and the normal ice and snow that we have as it is. But there are a few that you can see from the road and from viewpoints. The Taconic Falls has a great overlook way up above it, and that is less than an hour and a half away. Montour Falls, just south of Watkins Glen, has a nice overlook right downtown. You may drive by Hector Falls. There's a couple of areas you can pull over right near Hector Falls on 414, but be careful, it's a busy road and has a significant number of trucks, so be careful there, and be careful slowing down to see Hector Falls if you are not pulling over just because of other cars and trucks around you, and especially with the wintry weather. Those are a couple of the really beautiful falls that are you're able to see all winter, and the there's some great local photographers that are posting photos of them, some using drones fairly regularly. So you can follow John Kutchko and Nigel Kent, and Kurt Brownell has some cool photos, especially as he's about skiing. So been posting some of those. There's some really gorgeous local photography on Facebook if you follow a couple of these key photographers. So email me if you want details on anything you heard me mention, michael@saverlife.com. And if you see some cool things like this, send me the links or send me some details. Again, michael@saverlife.com. Some sort of normal wintry weather finally here, and the ski slopes have to be loving freezing temperatures during the day so they can make snow, not just at night. That'll allow them to build up a good base over the next week or 10 days so that if we do get a thaw in February, they are able to hold on and allow people to keep skiing. If you like to cross-country ski, there's not a good base of snow yet, partly because this lake effect snow is so light and fluffy, just doesn't pack down to much. But up at the top of Bristol Mountain, accessible from the backside, where they have their aerial adventures, they also have access to a cross-country ski area up on top where they make snow, and is really probably the only reliable place to cross-country ski during the winter outside of like Tug Hill Plateau and Adirondacks, which are a couple hours away. So it's been tricky the last 5 or 10 years to cross-country ski. Not enough snow for much of the winter. But they do make snow up there, and I got a good sense of how this, the temperature differential and what a difference it makes driving last week down to Dr. Constantine Frank. I went through Prattsburg, just south of Naples, or southeast of Naples, and there's some steep hills there as you go up over the hill and down to Cuca Lake. And, driving through Naples, it was 34, 35 degrees. And then up at the top of the hills, going through that area, it got down to maybe 25 degrees. So, a little bit of rain down in Naples, and there was snow up on top. So, it was about a 8 to 10 degree temperature differential. And I mean, these are not mountains, but I don't know what the elevation is going over from Naples to Cuca Lake, but it made a big difference in temperature. So that was kind of fun to watch. I remember a few times going to Dr. Frank's when there was rain and then ice up a, that the upper parts had ice. Not enough to make the road tricky, but I would watch forecasts. But it made the trees really pretty. And you could see this delineation of where things started freezing as you were going up. So really a beautiful, beautiful time of the year in the Finger Lakes. And if you have some favorite destinations or, just looking for suggestions to take a road trip, and, if you want to avoid crowds and you can avoid people altogether and do a really nice road trip and get out of the house or get out of the apartment and enjoy some beautiful sights and nature and a little bit of sunshine right now today. So email me if you have suggestions or if you want some suggestions, michael@saverlife.com. I'll be back tomorrow with the Grapevine, 9 a.m. tomorrow here at saverlife.com. Have a great day and enjoy this winter weather.